You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must put a warning that this podcast does contain mature themes. If you're cool with that. Last week, we spoke to sex positivity activist Noba Thembo-Peters. And I'm sure we can all say we learned a lot from her experiences. One part of the conversation that really stood out to me was the importance of consent and communication. Not only for her as a person living with disability, but also from the guy she's having sex with.
I think communication has been very empowering for me. I've communicated my needs throughout all my experiences. You know, guys would know what I like. They would know what I prefer. And like you said, I'll make sure that I do give consent. And if I don't give them consent, then they know they shouldn't be doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've been very clear about certain things when it comes to sexual relationships, you know. And I mean, sometimes I would be the one who initiates everything, you know, because I know that when I'm comfortable, we'll all, you know, be ready for fun. So, and I mean, most of the guys are always ready. So it's not even a matter of, you know, dragging them or whatsoever. But obviously, consent is also important, in terms of, making sure that the guy is ready, you know, and on board, you know, and everything. Yeah.
When it comes to consent, here are three things that you need to know. One, consent must be explicit. If you're the person giving consent, make yourself heard and understood and clear. And if you're the person asking for consent, make sure it is explicit and not ambiguous. Understand that there is verbal and nonverbal consent. If your partner seems to be doubting and is not communicating clearly, that's not explicit consent. And maybe you shouldn't be having sex at that time. If there's a, I don't know, maybe I'm not ready, sure, yes, that's not explicit. Two, you can always change your mind. You know those shady people, like actually creepy people, who tell you that once you're in bed naked with them, you can no longer say no? Yeah, that's not the truth. You can always change your mind about whether you want to have sex with that person. Even if you're already at their house, even if you're already in bed, even if you're already naked, even if you've already started having sex, you can still change your mind. It's your body, and it's your right to say no at any point. Three, check in with one another. It's important to check in with each other when it comes to certain sexual acts. Getting consent about whether your partner wants to do them and communicating clearly is very helpful. So next time you're having fun with your partner or someone you're seeing, make sure that you constantly check in with them. If what you're doing is all right, if it makes them feel comfortable, and if you don't receive explicit consent from them, whether verbal or nonverbal, it's best to not perform that act at all during that session until you get explicit consent from them that they want to do it. Was this helpful? Did you learn something today? Let us know on our social media at Drum Magazine on all platforms. Thank you for listening, and remember to have safe and consensual sex. Bye.